Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
It did not last long, and it cost me about 40 grand in 1 year. But I've always kept my eyes on business. I've always had my fingers into some other avenue. You don't grow without failing. I mean, if everybody hit it out of the park the first time they stepped up to bat, it'd be kind of boring, actually, you know? My thing is to put creative people in a room, sit back and watch the sparks happen.
What's going on, Chuck? Again, my name is Terrell Humphrey. Welcome to the Faye's Knowledge Podcast. My apologies. I just got one question for you.
Yeah.
Why Biz Explosion?
Biz Explosion is it's a business conference. We're going to have guest speakers there. It's going to happen February 6th and 7th here in Tampa at the Embassy Suites near USF and Busch Gardens. Let's say we're going to have about 20 guest speakers there, lots of exhibitors, lots of breakout workshops. We're expecting probably upwards to 300, 500 people there. 2-day thing, networking. It's all to help businesses and business owners grow and, you know, build their legacy.
And you're speaking like you have experience, you have wisdom in the business space. What was your biggest failure?
Oh, my biggest failure. I went off and I started a small computer company early 2000s, and it did not last long, and it cost me about 40 grand in 1 year. After that, I shifted over into doing more corporate stuff. So by the time I added, you know, how much I had lost the previous year to how much I was making by the time I went into corporate, it was a pretty good swing in income. But I've always kept my eyes on business. I've always had my fingers into some other avenue. Grew up with an entrepreneurial spirit, family business, and just keep driving at it.
So the Biz Explosion Conference is more so of you helping entrepreneurs, so helping leaders really understand the trials and tribulations by getting into business. Hey, like you're not alone. You're not the only one that's failing. But when you come to this conference, you're going to learn more about the steps to succeed, the steps to shift your mindset, and the steps to grow. Do you understand, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, you don't grow without failing. I mean, if everybody hit it out of the park the first time they stepped up to bat, it'd be kind of boring, actually, you know? You got to learn from your mistakes. You got to roll with them, and you got to come back bigger and stronger.
Who was it? Babe Ruth, who struck out a lot more times than he hit more home runs?
Yeah, he said he couldn't hit a home run if you didn't swing at him.
You swing at everything that's thrown at you. So what was your biggest lesson from the failure that you have experienced?
Yeah, it really is rethinking how you go into a business, how you promote it, how, you know, making sure your business plan is more solid. And from that, you just take it over. You also understand the risk a little bit better the second time around, too.
I definitely agree. So we're at the Tampa Business Expo. So what is your biggest takeaway so far while being here, being around a like-minded community, and really just putting your business out there more?
Yeah, the Business Expo, this is great. Roberto puts on an amazing show. I was at his Summer Expo this past June, I think it was. And it's just great. The community, the people, the energy. Everybody should come out and check this out at some point.
So essentially what's going on at the Tampa Bay Expo, you're going to do at the Biz Explosion?
Yeah, a little bit, except I think it'll be more hands-on, more more interaction between the attendees with themselves, right? Where at an expo, you tend to go around to the tables and you get to meet all the vendors and everything. You don't really get to spend a lot of time with the other attendees, where that's one of our focuses, is to try to get more people to get to know each other. My my thing is to put creative people in a room, sit back and watch the sparks happen.
Yeah, you're pretty good at what you do, because I know we short on time. We got 2 minutes and change up. I ain't going to take the whole 2 minutes. What I am going to do is just ask you, like, how was your experience being on the D Phase Knowledge podcast?
Oh, this is great. I love this. I always love doing podcasts. Always love the quick interaction. It's always good. So keep it up. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And for the Biz Explosion, for those of you who are interested, it's February 6th and 7th, 2026. And for those of you who are entrepreneurs looking to get around like-minded people, learn from failure. Oh, I'm sorry. Learn from wisdom. Learn from experience. And so that way you can actually exceed in your entrepreneurial journey. Go to Biz Explosion Conference. Is it .com? Oh, .com. Oh, Biz Explosion.
Biz Explosion Tampa.com.
So, Chuck, I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.